What we have noticed this year, our motorcyclists and our private motor vehicle passengers outnumber our pedestrians for the first time in over 10 years. Most of our private motor vehicle passengers who have been killed were on the back seat of the car.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare. Private motor vehicle drivers, males in particular, account for a significant percentage of crashes on the road network. This is part of the reason the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is seeking to educate operators about the do's and don'ts of proper road usage. Here are some practices that should not be done in the traffic environment.
Right, we should not be overtaking around corner. We should not be disrespecting the white lines that are in the road. Those hatch lines that are on the network, we must not overtake in them. We see a lot of the public passenger vehicle drivers, especially along the North Coast Highway, use them as avenues to overtake and then ended up colliding with vehicles coming in the opposite direction.
Mr. Here is urging motor vehicle drivers to always obey speed limits, road markings and signs.
Majority of these crashes has to do with driver behavior. Speeding. The speed limits are set on the corridors. They are to be obeyed. The road markings are set on the corridors. They must be obeyed.
You should always be courteous to other motorists and pedestrians.
We need to show much more care, much more love for each other on the network, and thus we'll be able to sustainably reduce our road fatalities.
Using your cell phone while driving is dangerous and should not be practiced. If you must use your cell phone while in the traffic environment, Mr. Here advises that you stop at a secure location, make the call or send the text message, then proceed to your destination.
What will happen, you'll find yourself drift off the road. So you want to eliminate that. Remember Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go. So let us prevent the what can go wrong, what can happen.
The Road Safety Unit is collaborating with a number of government ministries as well as private sector entities in the drive to reduce road fatalities.
There is close collaboration with all the entities involved in road safety. So I would believe that we have a very good team of road safety practitioners in the country across all the sectors, from the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Transport, Ministry of National Security, Ministry of Justice, and everybody is fully united to bring road fatalities down.
Senior Superintendent and Commanding Officer for the Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen, says there will be an increase in the number of police personnel along roadways across Jamaica in a bid to reduce road crashes.
As part of our strategy for 2015 is to continue and to somehow ramp up our high visibility presence along our main corridors, and in particularly the bad spots. Bad spots are areas in Jamaica where we have had two or more fatal crashes in any one year. So our focus is to continue our strategies and employ this robust eye visibility presence throughout these main areas in order to create for better driver behavior.
We have to look into ourselves and begin to change our reckless behavior out there. It is we who are doing the recklessness out there, so it is we who can correct those recklessness.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare, and before him, Senior Superintendent and Commanding Officer for the Traffic and Highway Division of the JCF, Calvin Allen. With more information being made available to the public about road safety, it's recommended that motorists, pedestrians and motorcyclists put this into practice and make road safety a priority. For more information, contact the Road Safety Unit at 754-1900 or email rsu@mtw.gov.jm. Remember, road safety begins with you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568 or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.